I was there for Nyra Vale. She walked in 3 nights ago chasing ascension. She never walked out. It's the kind of job nobody wants. Too many wires. Too many ghosts. The chandelier flared. One by one, the congregation lifted their heads. Someone behind the haze said, "He's not wired. He's meat."
"The question now is about hemoglobin. No doubt you see the significance of the discovery of mine."
"It is interesting chemically, no doubt," I answered. "But practically..."
"Why, man, it's the most practical medico-legal discovery for years.
Don't you see that it gives us an infallible test for bloodstains? Come over here now." He seized me by the coat sleeve in his eagerness.
"Let's have some fresh blood."
Walker's gloved hand clamped over Ridley's mouth, leather biting into his cheek.
"Hold your tongue, Ridley. You cease struggling. You conduct yourself as a man. You die as a man."
Ridley thrashed, wild and frantic. Yet Walker's grip, the cocked hammer of the gun, and years of sleepless vengeance held him fast.
"Listen, Zardu. Don't stand there like a limp noodle. Hand me the torque wrench. No, the skinny one. You drop another plasma valve in the coolant sump, I swear I'm gonna glue your tentacles together with industrial snog paste."